الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا تحزن إن الله معنا صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah, who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher, and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher, and our guide, Nabi Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, the Hijri calendar was established by the second rightly guided Khalifa of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his close companion Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an in the year 637-638 AD. According to Al-Jabarti, who was the great chronicler of the 18th century and the early 19th century, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu an wrote to then the Khalifa Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu an saying that letters have reached us from the commander of the faithful, but we do not know which to obey. We read a document dated the month of Sha'ban, but we do not know which of the Sha'bans is meant. Is it the month to come or the month that has passed, etc.? After consulting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companion radiyallahu anhum, Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu an established the year of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's migration as the beginning of the Islamic calendar. Since it was the most single important event in the Islamic world at that time. The Islamic calendar is usually abbreviated in Western languages from the Latin Anno Hijriya, which is known as the year of Hijrah. The lexical meaning of Hijrah, the word Hijrah comes from the root letters Hajara. These letters in Arabic indicate movement and locomotion. In whatever the order you read the letters convey sound audibility. And because sound causes movement in the air and moves from one place to another, from the mouth of the speaker to the ear of the listener, the root letters also connote transport and movement. Hijrah from one place to another involves movement and transport. In the Hans Weyer Dictionary of Modern Written Arabic, the meanings listed for the noun Hijrah include departure, exit, emigration, exodus, immigration, while the meaning that is listed for the verb Hajara include to immigrate, to disassociate, separate, to part, to secede, to keep away, to part company, to give up, to renounce, to avoid, to abandon, to surrender, to desert, to part company, to separate, to break up, etc., etc. Now, in the Islamic tradition, the word Hijrah is used to describe the immigration of Muslims from Makkah al-Mukarramah to either Abyssinia, which is modern-day Ethiopia, or is most commonly used to refer to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's migration from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Medina al-Munawwara in the year 622 AD. Respected elders and friends, there are two kinds of hijrah. Pay attention. One is the physical and the other is the moral. The physical hijrah, as I had explained, can be defined as a process of moving either across an international border or within a state, encompassing any kind of movement of people whether its length, composition and causes, it includes refugees, displaced persons, uprooted people, economic migrants, all that is the physical migration. Religious persecution and the quest for religious freedom have played an important role in migration, forcing people to flee for their lives. And we see it happening in today's world as well. The connection between migration and religion, the connection between religion and migration is a cross-cutting issue throughout the history of major religions such as Christianity. Example, the spread of Catholicism, the spread of Catholicism by Portuguese during the 11th and the 12th century, or the migration of Judaism from the Eastern and the Western Europe and overseas to right up to the 19th century to the United States of America. So there was a relation between migration and religion. Now, respected elders and friends, the relentless persecution of the early Muslims prompted our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to allow those who lacked power and protection to flee to Abyssinia. Muhammad ibn Ishaq, the great historian, stated that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam witnessed the trials descending upon his companions radiallahu anhu, he compared his own good state, derived from his own status with Allah the Almighty, and from his uncle Abu Talib, and recognizing that he was unable to prevent the evil in whose realm no one is harmed and where truth prevails, it is at that time he allowed the companions to migrate to Abyssinia. And this migration took place 7 years before the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's own hijrah from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwarah. Respected elders and friends, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hijrah to Medina, while in Mecca, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued to invite the Arab tribes that flocked to Makkatul Mukarramah to the Almighty Allah, presenting himself and to them the message of guidance, the message of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the purpose of his coming to this world. When the Quraysh could not endure the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they decided to get rid of him once and for all. They consulted amongst themselves on how best to do this. And Abu Jahl said, "I think we should select one young man from each tribe. And whoever is strong or excellent comes with an excellent lineage and reputation. We should give each one a sharp sword, and thereafter, when the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes out, then in unison, they all should strike and kill him. In this way, his blood will be spread over all the tribes. In this way, his blood will be spread over all the tribes, and the Abd Manaf, that was the tribe of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will not be able to battle against all of them. Therefore, they will accept blood money, which we can happily and readily pay them." So this was the idea. Jibreel alayhi salam comes to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and commanded him not to sleep in his bed that night. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then asked Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu to sleep in his bed instead of him, promising him that no harm would come to him. Taking a handful of dirt and sprinkling those who gathered outside the door to kill him, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam read the first few verses of which surah? Surah Yasin, mashallah. He read Surah Yasin by the Quran, Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. And in this way, none of them seen him and he went away. Now I'm just going to digress from my topic and just give you the importance of Surah Yasin a little bit. No person, no child, must be served breakfast or be allowed to leave for school until he doesn't recite Surah Yasin, inshallah. After you hear the virtues of this surah, you're going to make a firm intention, myself included and my children included, and all our children, including ourselves, to set an example. The Nabi of Allah said, whoever reads Surah Yasin in the morning, all his problems for the day will be solved. SubhanAllah. Then he also said, it eases all the tests of life for the day. Then he also said, that person who recites it in the morning, Allah will take the responsibility of fulfilling his needs. SubhanAllah. My friends, what is our concern when we get up in the morning? Pet ka masla. How am I going to fulfill my needs and the needs of my family? Allah said, read Surah Yasin, I'll sort it out for you. Read Surah Yasin, I'll sort it out for you. Then his status will be raised in this dunya as well as in the year after. Also mention has been made in the hadith that this is a surah that is known as Rafidha Khafidha. The one that elevates. The one that elevates the position of those who read it. Those who read it at night will be forgiven for the sins of the night. Those who read it once will get the thawab of reading the Quran 10 times. And then my respected elders and friends, as we have always heard, Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran. We make a firm intention, inshallah, inshallah, that we all, including myself, first thing in the morning, before mommy serves breakfast, before we leave for school, before I leave for work, whatever commitments I have, 5 minutes, 7 minutes of my time, I'm going to start with Surah Yasin. The second hijrah, my friends, which I want to touch on today, if time allows me. The term hijrah has an importance associated with it other than the physical movement from one place to another. In addition to the physical sense, it also means to abandon something and to neglect it. The meaning finds support, this meaning finds support in the beautiful tradition of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he mentioned that the muhajir, the immigrant, is the one who abandons what Allah has forbidden. This meaning of abandoning comes from this hadith where the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, who is a migrant? Is the one who abandons what Allah has forbidden. The idea of a metaphorical hijrah has numerous references in the life of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just as the hijrah to Medina was a transitional line between two states. Understand this, my friends, you have to pay attention. Just as the hijrah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Medina was a transitional line between two states, a state of weakness to a state of security. The hijrah of the soul is likewise a transitional line between the human weakness for sin to a position of security from sin. The polytheist, and from a hostile, unbelieving environment with the aim of finding security in another secure place, and forming a new community based on piety. It was a move that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, not only a physical move, but rather it was a move from the state of sin to a state of security. My respected elders and friends, in a similar vein, it was a move to a better situation that is conducive to everything, from everything that Allah has forbidden, without falling prey to its earthly desires. It is a flight. When a person makes hijrah, I'm talking of the moral hijrah. When a person makes a moral hijrah, it is a flight from the sake of a moral refuge from all evils and corruption. It is a spiritual leave taking from oppression to justice, from cruelty, harshness and pitilessness to mercy, compassion and grace, from intolerance to forbearance, from indulgence to moderation, from miserliness to generosity, from sympathy, hostility to goodwill and friendliness, from conflict to strife, to peace and amity, from hostility to goodwill and friendliness, from conflict and strife to peace and harmony, from ignorance to knowledge, from pride to humility, from sin to repentance. And most important, hijrah is from defiance and resistance to Allah's command to complete submission to His command. It is most of all a return of man's natural disposition of good. Perhaps the spiritual hijrah is best expressed by the words of very recently that we heard of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. What was his words when he said, "Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen"? That is the hijrah, my friends. That is the existence of our life in this world. My respected elders and friends, at the beginning of the new Islamic year, we would do well to reflect on the many lessons we can draw. This is just, I have much other lessons that we can draw. Allah give us some other time to inshallah expound on it. But there's so many lessons that we can draw from this momentous journey on the beginning of the Islamic calendar. We should not be content to celebrate the new Islamic year without drawing the moral and the psychological parallels from the Prophet's journey from Makkah to Al-Mukarramah to Medina in our own context and in our own lives. And the mindset of a believer is always optimistic. The mindset of a believer is always optimistic. We hope that the year will be one of blessings and prosperity, and that Allah will, together sending us beneficial rains, will also grant us the spiritual rains of His mercy. That is what we need. Our sole existence is only through the mercy of Allah. Every breath we take, every blink of the eye, every step we take is only through the mercy of Allah. Especially in the current state that the Ummah finds itself in pain. And the guidance, let this hijrah be a guidance to revive our hearts. That hijrah and the physical one that took place, at the end of the day, it was done for the revival of the heart. My respected elders and friends, Muharram marks the migration from Mecca to Medina. Instead of celebrating it, let us migrate from sin to virtue. Let us migrate from hatred to love. Let us migrate from pride to humility. And let us migrate from vanity to simplicity. May Allah give me and all of us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Two important announcements. As always, alhamdulillah, we have this great opportunity to contribute to the masjid and to the madrasa and to all the other good that takes place. And what a nice way to begin our year. Say, Allah, I'm starting my year spending in your path. Make it possible that my wallet never becomes dry of sadaqah. Make this dua. That, oh Allah, my wallet must never become empty of helping your cause, inshallah. May Allah fill your life with barakah, inshallah. And also, alhamdulillah, we are pleased to announce that the Amarantia Muslim Association has secured, or are trying to secure, inshallah, the synagogue in Amarantia, that is opposite the shops. The deal of the house has, alhamdulillah, been cancelled. So, inshallah, they will be pursuing the buying of the synagogue in Amarantia, inshallah. We request special du'as that Allah make the task easy for them, inshallah. And again, wherever we can assist them, inshallah, with our du'as, with our finances, with our contribution, inshallah, let us all try to do that, inshallah. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله وحده أعز الإسلام بالهجرة فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وأدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونسح الأمة صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين تمسكوا بالسنة أما بعد فيا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله والتمسك بالسنة في السر والعلن إخوة الإيمان كلما أهل هلال المحرم الحرام تذكر المسلمون تاريخ الهجرة النبوية على صاحبها الصلاة والسلام فإن الهجرة تجدد الإيمان حيث كان المسلمون في قلة وضعف مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله فأجاب سبحانه ووعد بقوله ألا إن نصر الله قريب كما أخبر ذلك سبحانه في قوله واذكروا إذ أنتم قليل مستضعفون في الأرض تخافون أن يتخطفكم الناس فآواكم وأيدكم بنصره ورزقكم من الطيبات لعلكم تشكرون إخواني في الله لما رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أهل مكة لم تتحي عقولهم ولم يستع نور الإسلام في قلوبهم دعا ربه دعوة المظلوم فاستجاب سبحانه وأذن له بالخروج إلى المدينة فيا أمة الرسول تذكروا ثم تفكروا في تلك الليلة التي هاجر فيها نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلي المرتضى رضي الله عنه مسجا على فراشه والأعداء على بابه فأخشاهم الله تعالى وهم لا يبصرون فهاجر معه سيدنا أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه أشار إلى ذلك بقوله تعالى إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا فلما وصل إلى قوبة فكان أول ما قام به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيها بناء مسجد أي مسجد قوبة ثم تحول إلى المدينة هناك أهل المدينة كانوا يقبلون الإسلام أنبت الله فيهم الإيمان حتى حتى أنهم تلقوه فريحين مستبشرين فصارت المدينة المنورة بأنوار قدوم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم محبوب رب العالمين إمام الأنبياء والمرسلين عليه ألف ألف صلاة وتسليم حتى خرجت الصبيات يقولون طلع البدر علينا من ثنية وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله دا أيها المبعوث فينا جئت من الأمر المطاع جئت شرفت المدينة مرحبا يا خير دا هناك يا أمة الرسول أول ما عمل وقام به في المدينة بناء المسجد النبوي صلى الله عليه وسلم فكان يدعو صلى الله عليه وسلم أثناء البناء والتعمير بقوله اللهم لا عيش إلا عيش الآخرة اللهم لا عيش إلا عيش الآخرة واغفر للأنصار والمهاجر بعد ذلك فتح الله على نبيه وأصحابه فتحا حتى دخل مكة فاتحا متواضعا فدخل الكعبة وطهر من الأصنام والأوثان وعفى عن المعاندين الظالمين قائلا لا تثريب عليكم اليوم اليوم يوم المرحمة فلا هجرة بعد الفتح ولكن جهاد ونية فصدق الله العظيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صلوات الله وسلامه عليه دائما أبدا بعدد ما يحب ويرضى صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقطاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحاب لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحب ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا في شام اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك اللهم شدد شملهم اللهم مسك جمعهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم زلزل أقدامهم اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم أهلكهم كما أهلكت عاد وثمود اللهم أنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة So let us ensure ourselves are straight, shoulder to shoulder. Let us try to fill in the gaps, stand as close as possible. Pray to Allah will grant unity, muhabbat, love and understanding in our community, inshallah. There is still gaps here in the masjid, inshallah. Brothers who are right at the back, inshallah, let us try to fill in the gaps.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Hayya ala as-salah, Hayya ala as-salah, Hayya ala al-falah, Hayya ala al-falah, Qad qamat as-salah, Qad qamat as-salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah,
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك العالى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى وليسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم موسى الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عانية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة
أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله 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 السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي كل مكان هذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.